192 Ballard Road. I don't recall that one.
Saratoga Garage Door Solutions, this is Kenny.
Hi, Kenny, it's Nadine. I always call you Kenneth.
You know,
do you go
fine.
By Kenny, or what do you go by? I have a cousin named Kenny. We always call him Kenny.
Yeah, normally Kenny, but okay. Like a lot of people will shorten it right down to Ken, which I'm cool
Ken.
With. And then, I don't actually even mind if someone calls me Kenneth. You'd be like, hey, you. And I'll answer to that, too.
Yeah, I'm chatting. Gosh darn it, he said that one wasn't accepted either.
Yeah, I was just trying to find out, like, what does Google need to, like, say, okay, yeah, like.
So.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
Make sense to me either. And the way Ivan was explaining it when he reached out to, like, the Google rep, right? He said, per the Google rep, unfortunately, some addresses are not available within certain areas for Google Guaranteed. He says the area as a whole may show as available, but for whatever reason, that specific address, Google is not accepting it. So
okay.
I messaged him and I asked him, what about the 192 Ballard Road? And he said, yeah, that one wasn't accepted either. And I'm like, gosh darn it, what is... Like, I don't want you changing your address to a point where, like you said, your worry is, what if...
I can't, is the real, you know, the bottom line there is I can't change it to any other of those three. So none of the three are going to work,
I'll
just cut our losses and stop trying to dig into it, and just I'll just do a refund.
Or they said we could also apply that to, like, your account. Like as a credit sitting there, if you want
sure.
to do
I
that.
Mean, yeah.
Is that okay?
Coming up here.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell them to credit it to that so that way it covers that. Yeah, because I'm there's got to be one more way. So the only thing I can think of is if and when that ever opens up, then, you know, I'm so sorry, Ken. I'm just like, man, I'm like so bummed.
You know, it's the way that business goes sometimes. Like, it's like, yeah, this is
well,
a good thing.
Just...
We're going to do it. And everything's looking
you
good
know?
On your end. It's looking good on my end. And then and at the end of the game, like, everything fell apart. We didn't win. But that's part of doing business.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll always keep an eye out. I'm just like, dude, to me, it mind boggles me. But I'm just like, I mean... I don't want you changing your address. I'm like this. I'm a stickler for if your business address has always been that business address that's associated with your insurance. I don't like the fact when someone's got to change their address because just so that, you know what I mean? I'm not comfortable with that. That's just
personally. It's weird that they take Upstate Doors, which is way, 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 way up north.
That tells me
that
Upstate Doors is using an address that Google's accepting.
No,
it's not an address where they're at.
But they accept my address. My dog barking at my home.
Oh, yeah.
But they accept my address, which is weird. Duke, stop. It's a neighbor. Sorry, my office is at my house.
It's okay. No worries.
I'll
let them know because I think January 25th is when your next payment is coming up. So I'm going to have them apply it to that. I'll let my manager know to credit that. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I wish I could have helped
you
with more.
We did everything we could, I think. Maybe they'll offer it for my area. I'm sure once they do, that's why all the other companies around here.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye out. I'm definitely going to keep an eye out, you know, and I'll keep updated with you as soon as I see something. Okay?
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'll just take the, let's say just credit that towards that. And then what I'll do in the meantime is I'll just run a Google ad. That puts me on top too. So
yeah,
how that goes. Is that something you guys can do? Actually, no. Let me set that up. Let me set that one up. Actually,
yeah, we could if you ever wanted us to manage them. But I mean, with you, you can control it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll set that up because I do. I have some Facebook ones that I run on my own that do really well. No offense, you guys are. The guys who run your marketing and all that are out of, like, Bangladesh, and I forget the other one. Because if you go on my Facebook, it'll tell you who's actually running the page of the two of those people. And they're two foreign entities, and I was just like,
You're like, never mind.
I also had, in the meantime, I had taken a phone call from someone who said that my Google page wasn't, or my, everything wasn't optimized properly. And he was supposed to get back to me on that, to explain some of that to me, that, like, I'm showing up on Maps, but I'm not showing up on the Google. But when I search it, or when I have other people search it, I usually don't do it off of my phone because I'm linked to the account.
Right.
We're usually pretty close to the top, and we're happy with that.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I'll run the Google ads, like I said, because that, running out of, like, Bangladesh and somewhere else. This guy had a lot of information on you guys, I should add. Just so you know, I got a random phone call. Guy calls me up, says, hey, I was going through everything, I was checking all the websites and stuff, and he goes, do you by any chance use Local Splash for your website?
Uh-huh.
Do, how did you know that? And he goes, because I just took one sentence off of it. I copied it, I pasted it into Google, and there's over 200 other companies that are using that exact same sentence in their webpage. And he goes, all they're doing is copy and paste. And he goes, there's multiple companies. And he goes, Google frowns down upon that. And that they don't really like the idea that there's multiple companies using the same sentences in their web page.
Really?
I said, I didn't know anything about that. I said, but I'm really busy right now. I said, let me give you a call back. And I never heard what I did. So,
yeah.
Well, just so you
we
guys
have,
heads up. Like,
yeah, no, and I appreciate that. We have a lot of our competitors, I'll tell you. I mean, honestly, Kim, we've been doing this like 19 years, right?
Yeah,
I
know.
People that have left us, started their own companies, and mimic everything that we do, even our pitches, right? I'm not even joking. And they're mimicking what we do because, obviously, we've been in business for this long, right?
And it very well could have been that situation where you had someone leave and they just happened to know the account, which is why they didn't get back to me or something. But it was really interesting to hear him, like,
say all that
about that entire conversation. I'm sorry about the dog barking in the background.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Shovel in the driveway. I live where there's snow.
You poor thing.
The oddest thing about that whole thing, which I think you guys should know about, is he called you guys out by name. And I don't think I have the number saved anymore. It was like 2 weeks ago. It would have been January 3rd that he would have called because that was my first new install of the year. And he called during that. And, so he called you guys out by name off of something on the website, and I was like,
Interesting.
So keep that in mind. I don't know who it was or anything like that. All right, cool. Yeah, we'll just send that thing to the account. We'll go from there. Everything else, I think it's going fine.
Okay, well, thank you, Ken. I'm sorry. I wish we could have helped you with more regarding the Google guarantee because I think that's going to take you to the next level. But I'm definitely going to keep an eye out for that. As soon as I hear something, I'm calling you. Okay?
Sure. I appreciate it. Definitely. Like
All
I said,
right.
we're,
you are so
we
welcome.
Will always throw money into things that have a positive return on it. So
exactly.
Anything you guys come up with that you think would work for me, if in the meantime, even
I'll let you know.
Guarantee, Yeah, definitely. I'm always trying
to use
that.
I will for sure. It doesn't hurt to at least give you the info that you need, and who knows, you know? Okay.
Yeah, like I said, we're always trying to advertise and market in different ways, and so as soon as you guys hear anything else, just let me know.
I appreciate that. You have a blessed day and a good week.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.